around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we are roaming where life takes you. Welcome back to Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time, the date Saturday, September 14th, 2024. And we're going to jump right back into talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
We are. All right. So about a month ago, Robert and I took a road trip out to Cincinnati. And something that we continue to love about road trips is all the unique parts of America that you get to see. You also often see and meet interesting people along the way. And this trip was no exception. While driving along I-84 in Pennsylvania on our way to Ohio, we saw an RV on the road right next to us with the words, "Follow my journey," on the side. So I thought, okay, what is this all about? Grab my phone, took a photo, shared it with our producers to track down the story. Ranjit Singh is the driver of that RV that we saw on the road, and he is on a very interesting journey. He joins us now from Maine to explain exactly what he's doing.
Ranjit, welcome. Thanks for jumping aboard with us on this Saturday morning.
Oh, I appreciate you inviting me, and it's a wonderful day. It's a happy good morning to you, all of you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. So listen, you just heard Mary set up how we found you. I will share with everyone listening nationwide right now that this journey that you're on is to run a marathon in all 50 states. So I want you to share with us what made you decide to take on and complete this pretty impressive feat.
Oh, it's very interesting. So the reason behind that, I'm doing the 50 state, 50 marathon, because this year I have turned 50 years. So that is the reason I decided, okay, whenever I will turn 50, I will do the 50 state, 50 marathon. In the future, when I will turn the 80 and 90, then I will tell to the people, at the age of 50, I was traveling all the state and doing the marathon.
Well, you're going to have some story. And so I want you to talk a little bit about where the YMCA fits into this, because from what I've seen, you are visiting local YMCAs because you, I think you are a marathoner by, you know, you're an endurance athlete, but you didn't know how to swim and you learned how to swim at the YMCA. So kind of just expand on that part of this story.
Oh, that's a very interesting story. I was joined the YMCA and I was doing the swimming and all, but I was not a swimmer. But all in sudden what happened, I decided to, my mother was passed away 10 years back. For her dedication, I decided to register Ironman. And when I registered, I was not aware about that. We had to do the swimming as well. And then I see all the profile, and then I come to know that you have to do the swimming, 2.4 miles swimming, and then you have to do the 110 miles bike and 26.2 mile run. And it was very surprised to me. And then I talked to the YMCA people, hey, I don't know the swimming, and I register for Ironman. I need your help. And these people, they given me a dedicated coach for training me the swimming. But do you know, they were trying hard, and I was trying, but it was not working. Because when you start learning swimming, if you are a kid, you will learn fast. But the age of 40 plus, it will not work. Yeah, so I was struggling very hard. But somehow I did, because this journey I was dedicated to my mother, so I thought anyhow I have to do. I really worked very hard to learn swimming, and then after I completed my Ironman.
Well, I will say,
and the YMCA doesn't care that you didn't figure out your swimming. You're doing your marathons, but they're sponsoring you, yeah. And you're also visiting local chapters, meeting with kids along the way,
right.
Which
and
I
folks,
think
you
is
cannot
great.
Miss Ranjit's RV with again, you know, follow my journey and the YMCA all over it. So, Rudy, any questions?
Well, yeah, Ranjit, I'm Rudy Maxa here. I'm just wondering, are you traveling alone? Do you have a masseur or a physician or a coach who's traveling with you in your RV to all the states?
I am traveling alone. I'm traveling alone all the way one state to another state, and then I go and park on the YMCA over there, and then I can do all the training, everything inside the YMCA before my race starts.
You know,
and once the race over, then again I'm heading to another state in the YMCA and do the training inside the YMCA. That is the purpose I choose the YMCA. Safety first, so parking over there, and training second. So I got all the training inside the YMCA.
And how many states have you gone to? Where are you in your quest?
I am almost done 34 states. I am heading next week to Wyoming.
Okay.
And that will be a number 35.
So what I love, and listen, when we hear the story, Ranjit, you are in many ways embodying the American dream in some respects, as you're one man on a mission. And think about it. I mean, Mary and I have actually done some RV trips around the country. This is not, first of all, an easy vehicle to be navigating. You do not have a tiny little RV. You've got a good mid-size RV that's there. But you're navigating all of America's highways, going crisscrossing. I know you started in Alaska. That was your first race. And you just said you've completed 34. Wyoming's coming. We find you in Maine today. I mean, this is a major feat that you've taken on.
Yes. This is really big thing, actually. And it's a big RV, I can say. And when you were driving on the road, actually, it's not easy. I can say, people, they are thinking, okay, they are easy, actually, just driving RV and going over in this spot and doing the marathon. But, you know, actually, I will tell you, destination journey is more enjoyable for me, more challengeable for me than destination.
Mm. When do you think, when are you planning to finish? When will you hit 50 states?
I'm planning to finish in month of April, and the last marathon is going to be Delaware.
Okay.
Next spring, April? Okay.
One other thing. Yeah. So I know Rudy asked you if you have anybody going with you, and Mary and I did not see anybody in the RV with you, obviously, but we couldn't see in the entire thing as we were driving alongside you. But do you have a job? I mean, how are you paying for this?
Oh, that's a very good question. So I am working a full-time job, and I'm a software engineer, and in my RV, I have a satellite, and I have a solar panel. They give me enough energy to continue my work, so I'm not impacting my work.
All
every
right.
day, I have
I
a lot
it.
Of meeting with my boss and everything. And
Ranjit,
every day, my boss.
Listen, I love it. I'm sorry. We're going to hit a hard break, so I have to interrupt
we'll
you.
We'll have
there.
To talk to you again
but,
next year.
Again, one man on a mission. Mm-hmm. You got the solar power there. I love it right now. Congratulations on the success of the journey so far. Folks, if you want to follow Ranjit's adventures, very easy to do. He's on YouTube. Go check it out. It's just Run Ranjit Singh. Run Ranjit Singh, and it's R-A-N-J-E-E-T. Ranjit, best wishes to you, okay? All right. Folks, listen, if you come across Ranjit and his RV on your travels, let us know about it. Just go to rmworldtravel.com/contact. Up next, it's the personal connection. It's going to involve travel, sunshine, water. What are we talking about? We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about going to the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or ouremeraldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. You should consider doing what we do and add Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. Get 15% off and free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY to get your discounts. Or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Number one indeed. And as we get back to it, everyone, with that zippy bumper music, we are headed straight into today's personal connection that's sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because world happenings, unknown situations, and other situations could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend you get protected with TravelGuard.com/carry.
We absolutely do. Packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that could create issues, including passport or ticket replacement, medical expenses and evacuation, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement. You might have work-related cancellations. Whatever it is, roadside assistance, right? Whatever it is, you're going to have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. Before you travel, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, this should be a fun segment. Best-selling author and former TV director Niamh McAnally is the youngest daughter of the late BAFTA award-winning Irish actor Ray McAnally and actress Ronnie Masterson. She grew up in a theatrical family where the family quote was, never a dull moment. And her travels over her lifetime are certainly anything but dull. She's here now for our personal connection.
Well, let's do it, Mary. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Niamh.
Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Well, we really appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time on this Saturday morning. So, you know, we were deciding during the break where to begin. I'm going to take us down this path. So you have enjoyed several careers across several industries, including time spent within the hotel sector on Sark in the English Channel Isles. Mary and I, we certainly have enjoyed our time on Guernsey. They're both interesting islands. But where I want to go with this, you're a writer at heart, and you call yourself a child of the ocean and the writer on the water. So I want you to share with us what it is about the sea that has continued to influence both your travels and your path in life.
Yeah, the sea very much drives me. And I grew up actually on Dublin Bay, and I was able to see the sea from my window. And I remember this kind of ebb and flow of the tides. And it was, to me, it was almost like, oh, another chance, another way to start again. And so I really love being around the water and on the water. It's definitely my happy place.
Niamh, we had to start there because your memoir that just came out is called Following the Sunshine. Very catchy title. It includes many of your adventures in the South Pacific, the Caribbean, Florida and the Keys, elsewhere, lots of islands, big island theme. You went from teaching scuba diving in the Keys in Florida to a grand adventure in Fiji. You began some of your global volunteer efforts after that. Curious to hear and have you share what prompted your urge to merge your travels with your volunteer efforts.
That actually started in my teenage years. When I left school, the equivalent of high school in Ireland, I went to Paris, France for a year to study French language and literature. And I worked as a gentille au pair, which is like a live-in nanny in the home. And that gave me that sense of, I like to travel now as a traveler and live in the community, because I think then you get a much better understanding of the people and the traditions and the cultures. And for those reasons, I kind of decided that I was always going to try and do some volunteer work wherever I traveled.
And what was it about the South Pacific that drew you?
Well, what's not to love?
What's not to love, yeah.
We could do the whole hour on that. We agree on that, right?
I know. Well, I am particularly attracted to small islands. Like you mentioned, I lived on Sark, which was like 3.5 miles long by 1.5 miles wide with no cars and no airport, only accessible by ferry. So there's something, you know, mystical or magical about that for me. And if you add in now the beautiful, warm, you know, azure waters of islands in the South Pacific, you know, you've got yourself a winner.
Yeah, 100% agree. So you had an experience, you had several experiences, I don't want to give it all away, when you were in Tonga and in the South Pacific. There was a story about a turtle. And the reason I'd love you to share this with our listeners is I think it's a great example of how travel can alter our sort of preconceived beliefs that maybe we think are right because it's something we grew up with in our culture. So just share a little bit about that story.
Yes, on the island I was on in Tonga was a little island called Namuka. And it was still traditional for the families to hunt and fish. And they would catch turtles from time to time and they would eat them. And they have a Sunday major feast, which is called the Umu. And I was living with this family who were originally from Australia, but had created this swim with the whale business on the catamaran in the Kingdom of Tonga. And While we were on the island, we discovered that one of the local fishermen had caught a turtle. And Tris, who was my host mother, had been trained in turtle conservation and catch and release, but, you know, they were able to tag them. Mm-hmm. And she went to see the lady and said to her, you know, turtles are endangered. You know, would you mind, like, we could take the turtle back and release it? And the woman said to her, well, that's all very well and fine, but I got to feed my family. And this is what we eat. And in the end, the lady did give up the turtle and she chose one of the local chickens instead for that Sunday. But what it gave me an impression was, like, the rest of us probably would be struck in horror that, oh my God, what do you mean you're going to eat a turtle? And yet I started to think about it. You know, we eat, you know, beef and cows in, let's say in America, you throw them on the barbecue. And yet it's a sacred animal in places like India.
Right.
Similarly, like, you know, we ride horses in Ireland and yet they eat them in France. So what it opens my mind to is, who's to say what's right or wrong? Just because you're brought up in one tradition doesn't mean it's the only way and doesn't necessarily mean you're correct.
Well, that's the part of travel. I mean, you go there and it widens you and it broadens you because you realize, all right, you know what? There are different ways to do things. And to your point, who says it's right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah, so I want to move us into this direction because, you know, we had our producers book you for this personal connection segment today because it is where we talk about how travel transforms and helps you grow, the impact that travel has. You have five habits that you think make good sense for people to adopt when traveling. We like them. Curiosity, adaptability, minimalism, open-mindedness, and gratitude. Now, I might add discipline to that list, but, you know, adaptability or flexibility is one, you know, we talk about on the show, the importance of having a plan B or C in place and be ready to make a shift if something goes off plan. So, you know, what about the other four do you think is most critical?
I think curiosity. And I think if you have curiosity and couple in with gratitude, obviously, that really does open your mind and put you into that state of open-mindedness when you do travel and you encounter something that's not like something you're used to. I think that really opens it up. And like you said, adaptability, things do go wrong from time to time. My approach to that is I stop first and think, okay, what's the gift in this? What else is going to happen because this has changed or, you know, the flight's delayed or something like that? And then I would travel with minimalism because the lighter you travel, the further you go, it's a lot easier.
Agree. You know, the theme of curiosity really travels through in your memoir. And when I want to go back to Fiji for a minute, you wrote about a very challenging reentry when you came back from Fiji that I also thought was interesting and resonated with me. You have an opinion on returning from large, kind of meaningful, long-term trips that maybe you've grown from. And you want to come home and, you know, obviously you have to decompress and reenter, but friends and family don't always connect to our travels and our experiences. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a difficult time. I mean, I kind of call it, in these instances, I call it reverse culture shock. You know, you're coming back from maybe an island in Fiji where people are, to me, seem to be intrinsically happy. And in that particular case, I ended up driving on a freeway in L.A. And I looked around at people who were monetarily so much better off financially that but they were still grumpy. And I was like, you know, people in Fiji were, you know, happy and laughing at everything and laughing at nothing. And they were making like a fraction of the money a day. So that was hard. But then, like you said, with families and friends, the thing is, yes, you've grown through this experience. And the danger is that you look at everybody else and think, well, what have you been doing while I've been gone for a few months traveling the world? You know, you're stuck and you're still in the same place. And so we have to be open-minded to that maybe no, maybe they are going through their own processes of development or personal growth. And it doesn't necessarily mean just because they didn't leave home, they didn't grow in their own way. And I think we have to be mindful of that when we come back. But it is hard. And this is where I think people get even vacation blues when they come home. It's like they're back into the land of reality. And for me, what I always do is try and, you know, plan another trip before I come back.
Well, that goes back to what you said earlier, by the way, gratitude. Be appreciative of what you have and what you've done. So really quick, we've only have about 40 seconds. You mentioned, you know, happy place. And since, you know, you enjoy being on the water, Mary and I 100% identify with that. Is there a particular body of water or ocean in the world that you most connect with?
The water in the Bahamas when we were sailing, and Bora Bora in the lagoon for just amazing.
it's just the water. For Miriam, actually, we're taking the show. Also, the Hawaiian waters are very meaningful and so forth to us. But again, it's just the islands and
but water, honestly, you're in the, I like the Keys.
Yeah. Well, folks, look, exactly. The Keys also. Yeah. folks, if you want to right now connect with Niaf yourself, you can do that. The website is just thewriteronthewater.com, thewriteronthewater.com, or you can follow her own water journeys in her memoir, Following Sunshine. Niaf, really nice to connect with you today. Thanks for some of your time.
Thank you so much.
Niaf, thank you.
Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
All right. Well, there she goes, folks. Again, thewriteronthewater.com is the website.
Following the Sunshine.
Exactly. All right. Well, in about 10 minutes, we will be answering listener emails sent in to us. We'll also be talking food festivals in about 20 minutes. But next, Rudy is going to help you find out how you can receive mail when you take long-term trips. Okay, there we go. The show returns, folks, after these important sponsor messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today, and this segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Well, as we move along today, we need to have a serious conversation with you because we're here to help you get things back on track in your life. Let me ask you this. Do you owe back taxes? Do you wonder why the IRS is targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Well, the reality is rich people have tax attorneys, and you probably don't. But the folks at Tax Network USA that you can contact at tnusa.com/carry, they're patriots who are on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly and in your favor. They've got a preferred direct line to the IRS, and from firsthand experience, they know which agents to talk to and whom to avoid. In fact, they've learned of a limited-time special IRS offer during which the IRS is willing to forgive $1 billion in tax penalties. So find a few minutes in your schedule to learn if you qualify for that before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation at tnusa.com/carry or call 800-780-8888. You'll also find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. So get your life back today. Tax Network USA has resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts, and they offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Oh, well, it sounds glamorous, doesn't it? Setting out to travel for a good long time, perhaps while you're working. COVID certainly led to an increase in folks who considered leaving the office life behind and changing venues, maybe even heading to a different country. But when you get down to it, how do you do it? How do you receive old-fashioned mail? How do you provide your U.S. bank with a U.S. address if you're not living here anymore? We last talked with our next guest, Kristen Wilson, last year when her book Digital Nomad for Dummies came out. And she's hosting Traveling with Kristen on YouTube and the Traveling with Kristen podcast. And I'll give you her website before we finish talking. Today, I wanted to ask her to explain some fundamental first steps one would take to emulate her, because she describes herself as a location-independent entrepreneur. Kristen, welcome aboard. It was long before COVID and a shift in lifestyles for you to become a location-independent entrepreneur. You've worked from 60 countries over the last 20 years. That's a whole lot of countries.
Yes, definitely. I like to mix things up and explore a lot of different countries and cultures and experience a lifestyle in different places.
But you're an American citizen, right?
Yes.
And how do you get your mail? How do you keep an American bank out if you don't have a physical address? They don't like post office boxes, those banks.
Yes, well, a lot of people like me who are traveling around, like slow traveling the world. Some people call ourselves digital nomads. Other people call themselves flexpats, where they're technically an expat living in another country, but for a short term, and maybe they go back and forth to the U.S. or Canada, just kind of moving around, kind of like a snowbird, but with the seasons, it's a different country. So there's a lot of different options for people. Some people keep their home address. If they keep a property in the U.S., they might keep an investment property or a family address that they'll use. Other people might move permanently to another country. And if that's the case, then sometimes they are opening a bank account in that country, and that's what they're using primarily. But there are companies such as, one is called Virtual Post Mail, where you can actually pay a monthly fee and get a physical address in the United States. They have one called True Residence, which is an address service that gives you a U.S. residential address with weekly mail pickup and virtual mail features like online inbox management. So if you have junk mail and things like that being sent to you while you're living your best life in France or Switzerland, they can discard that mail for you and only get you what you need.
Well, do they physically send you a packet with all the mail, or do they take pictures of it and send it online?
It's all
photos of your mail?
Yeah. Yeah, and they provide you that physical address because banks don't like having P.O. boxes or other types of addresses. But there's a lot of other services like Earth Class Mail that are just mail scanning services. So if you want to keep your home address, you can just have your regular mail scanned until you get back. But if you're leaving for a few months, you can also have it held by the U.S. Postal Service. And so a lot of people opt for that. And then anything important, they're getting through electronic delivery anyway. So it's a really good practice to change all of your statements to e-statements and get all important notifications sent to you by email instead of snail mail.
What else have you found that you needed to make accommodations for not living in the U.S. and working in different countries?
Healthcare is a big one. So if you're going to be staying in the U.S., then you might want to keep your U.S. healthcare policy, but if you plan on living abroad forever, then you'd want to change to either an international health insurance plan, or you can get a private health insurance plan in different countries that can usually almost always be much, much lower than the United States. We're talking like under $100 a month in many cases. Or if you become a resident or a citizen of another country, you can opt into the public health care system in those countries, which can often be free.
Where do you find that easier to do? Europe, Asia, South America?
It's actually quite easy almost anywhere in the world.
Really?
I think the U.S. is an anomaly when it comes to having really expensive health care.
What a surprise.
But if you want to go to another country for a few months, you can get an international travel medical policy from a company that you can find online through international insurance brokers. World Nomads is one that I use, and that's really helpful.
That's great to know. Well, you can pick up some tips from Kristen Wilson or even hire her to help you make a great escape by visiting her website, which is travelingwithkristen.com. Kristen, thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You owe back taxes, right? Well, here's the question. Why is the IRS targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Wealthy people have tax attorneys. You probably don't. You want the Tax Network USA team on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. So call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry to get a free consultation, or go to armworldtravel.com for a link.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about going to the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
As the emails pile up, and knowing we have a lot of travel coming that include live remotes, Mary and I thought we would answer some more of your travel questions that have been sent in to us today, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/carry.
Let's improve your life with top quality products by making MyPillow.com/carry your place for savings. Premium Queen MyPillows are now available for just $19.98, while any size premium Giza MyPillows are currently just $25. They're also offering my sandals, slides, and my slippers for just $25. Six-piece kitchen or bath towel sets are also $25, and their famous bed sheets are as low as $25. And dog beds and blankets for your pets are $25.
You'll also find closeout and overstock items up to 80% off when you use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. And think about this. With grocery prices ridiculously high these days, when was the last time you saved 50% on your morning cup of coffee? That's exactly what you'll save when you buy the delicious, organic, 100% Arabica My Coffee. 50% off, folks. All orders over $75 get free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com/carry for all of our show savings. Or, as always, RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll take you there as well. All right, email number one today is from Alexandra, who listens to us in New England, Georgia, interesting place. That's our local affiliate AM 1070 and FM 96.1 and FM 100.3 WFLI radio in Trenton. That's the Chattanooga DMA. She's asking, my husband and I are celebrating our 25th, and I'm trying to plan a four-day weekend getaway to New Orleans. I looked at the Ritz-Carlton, where rates for a suite are $900 to $1,000 a night. The Four Seasons is $1,250 to $1,600 a night. Any other properties you'd recommend for me looking at for this special getaway? And can you throw a few restaurant suggestions my way, too? All right, so Mary, I will tackle maybe the hotels. Do you want
to
tackle
the restaurants? Yeah, I'm happy to do the food and the restaurants.
All right, so hotels. Alexandra, prices are certainly not what they used to be, that's for sure. Paying $1,000 a night for a nice suite in many cities these days, it's not uncommon anymore, unfortunately. I remember when Mary and I first paid over $500 a night to stay at a location, we both questioned if we should do it or not, and now for that particular property that I'm thinking about, it would be a total bargain today. Two hotels that I'd suggest you take a look at, Alexandra. Hotel Monteleone. It's right there in the French Quarter. It's one that we like. It absolutely is one of New Orleans' most celebrated hotels. It's been in operation since 1886. It's historic. It's romantic. It just has a good vibe to it. It's in a great location. I looked at your dates, by the way, and saw suites there for about $500 a night. The other one that I'm thinking about that could work for your anniversary, since they play into the adult fun and romance theme, Virgin Hotel New Orleans. They're in the Lively Warehouse District area, okay? A chamber rooftop suite for your dates, $399 a night. A three-room balcony city view suite, $600 a night when you want to go.
Okay, Alexander, here you go with restaurants. You definitely cannot go wrong in New Orleans at Brennan's. That's the restaurant that helped put the city on the culinary map. If you want a good steakhouse, Charlie's Steakhouse dates back to the 1930s. It's considered one of the city's best. Robert and I have a soft spot for Emerald's flagship restaurant. If you stay at the Virgin Hotel that Robert mentioned in the Warehouse District, that's in the same area, and Emerald has really helped develop that area of New Orleans. We enjoyed eating at Emerald's personal table in the middle of the kitchen. If you decide to go, call them up, see if that private table in the kitchen's available. It's going to make for a very special evening. Commander's Palace is another legendary location in NOLA. Emerald also had his hand in their success as well when he worked for Ella Brennan, the matriarch of that restaurant. Great restaurant. And certainly from our experiences in New Orleans, it's such a foodie city. You are not going to go wrong. And please go to Fritzl's. They've been doing live jazz since 1969 after you have your dinner.
Okay, so you
highly
got a
recommend.
Lot to do there. Okay, let us know how that goes, Alexandra. Our second email today is from Greg, who listens to us in Louisville. That's our local affiliate, AM 1080 WKJK Radio. Greg's question is this. I really enjoy listening to your show. I've told so many friends and coworkers about you. The range of topics you all cover I find so appealing. It makes your show very different for me. I think I know the show pretty well from listening so often and have sensed you're not supporters of no-frill airlines and small carriers. Here in Louisville, we have Allegiant, Breeze, Southwest, Spirit, and Sun Country offering the majority of our flights. You can also get some flights on American, Delta, and United. Can you share what it is about the big three that you like over the others? Greg, very easy to answer this question. Thank you for sending it in. Our position on this show is we love competition. It's better for travelers when you have options. It makes businesses stronger when they have to keep fighting to succeed. One of the major reasons that you hear Mary and me talking about flying on American as much as we do, or Delta, it's because of their loyalty programs and the status we have with them. So our travel dollars actually go further when we spend money with them, and we get a number of perks and flight options that make travel easier.
Yeah, that's a big reason for it. And you know, we've spent a lot of time on the show talking with Southwest. I do like Southwest Airlines. We like the CEO, Bob Jordan, who's currently fighting to keep his job with all the changes there. And I also have a lot of respect, Robert, you do as well, for David Neeleman and what he built at JetBlue, and he's now building out Breeze. In fact, he's going to be on the show with us again in, I believe, the end of October before we leave for Rome. So in addition to what you said, Robert, in terms of rewards, I also feel, Greg, that the larger airlines have more resources and legacy to attract top pilots and flight crews. They've had top training programs in place for years, and the other airlines are left with less experience, in some cases, newer pilots. So to me, that's a big deal when
yes,
we fly.
It certainly is. And also, listen, the bigger airlines, they have more flight options. Should you encounter a delay or cancel flight, you have a good probability of getting to your destination because they're going to put you on another flight or get you to another airline. So we're going to leave it there for today. This is RM World Travel, folks. Thank you, Alexandra and Greg, for your emails. You can reach us at rmworldtravel.com/contact to send any others. Next, we're going to talk food festivals. Stay with us.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for staying tuned in the past hour and 50 minutes, everyone. We so appreciate it week after week. This is the J Blocker segment 10, and we're sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
And with most of us focused on fall and the colder months coming, let's get you healthy before Christmas. We've been talking about this terrific product for a while now, and if you're still on the fence, it's time to get you on board. Doing it today is going to save you 15%. This is a product that both Robert and I take, and we're enjoying the results.
Yeah, we certainly are enjoying the results of it. Folks, Field of Greens, it feeds your body with whole organic fruits and vegetables. I mean, what's better than that, right? It's all medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. There are no extracts. There's no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day provides simple, real nutrition. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. As a show fan, as Mary just said, you're going to save 15%. You'll also get free rush shipping. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, have you heard of the company Crew Fair? Well, they can coordinate your travels to major sporting and music events around the world, but they don't leave food on the table. They're going to help you find the best food festivals to visit too. We've asked their travel coordinator, Lauren Ribotti, to join us to discuss upcoming food festivals to put on your radar.
Food and travel, Mary. Does it get better than that? I don't think so. Welcome, Lauren. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
We are very well. Thank you very much. We've got one more segment to go, and then we're done with the show today. So we're going to get right into this. You know, a place that I would like to be enjoying right now, the bourbon capital of the world, Bardstown, Kentucky. I know they're hosting their annual Kentucky Bourbon Fest this weekend, but since it is already sold out, we're going to focus somewhere else, I think, Lauren. But folks need to know that for future years. So instead, let's talk Austin, Texas, their big food festival, food and wine festival is coming in November. Give folks the dates and what they're going to enjoy if they decide to travel for it.
Yes. So it takes place on November 2nd and 3rd in Austin, Texas. There is a whole display, whether it be watching demonstrations for grilling sessions or barbecue cook-offs. It's just one of those places that you're able to get a real taste of Texas while also enjoying some wine from around the country. Well, so I think for myself, that's somewhere that I already assigned myself up to go.
Well, Texas, yeah, with that barbecue, beef barbecue, right?
Especially the cook-offs and all the grilling, that would be a lot of fun. So that one looks good. And then let's stay in our home city of New York City for this next one. They put the word wine in front of food. This is the New York Wine and Food Festival coming October 17th. Lauren, this is a huge event that gets a lot of top celebrity chefs and winemakers each year. It's moving, I think, to Brooklyn this year. Why don't you talk a little bit about this one? What can you share?
Yeah, so this event usually collaborates with the Food Network and Cooking Channel. So they have all these celebrity chefs that come and do demonstrations or just hold events where you can meet with them. You can chat around, you know, definitely a great networking place if you love food and you want to see your favorite celebrity chef. I know for myself, last year there was an event with Rachel Ray where it was at a burger event, and that was one of the best times I've even gone and just, you know, met with someone who I've basically grown up watching. Mm-hmm. So it's just definitely one of those great immersive experiences where you can meet your celebrity idols. I love cooking, eating all different types of food, so it's a great experience. You can also taste many different wines. You can go to a cooking class or demonstration. There's food tastings and even intimate dinners where you're able to, you know, just get enjoy the food and also enjoy the experience and the ambiance that is offered.
Yeah, that's a great one. And I think the cooking classes sound terrific. So there's another event that goes on, and it's in the city, but it's going on in various destinations around the U.S., mm-hmm. including Miami and L.A. It's wrapping up in New York in October. Smorgasbord, yeah. A weekly open-air food market that I think has popped up internationally as well. I don't really know a lot about this. What can you share?
That is one of my favorite places to go during the summer. So they have multiple locations, even in New Jersey. I believe they have one date there on the weekend. I've been to the Williamsburg location as well as the Prospect Park. And there's just such a variety of different cuisine that you're able to try. One of my favorites is these baos. They have Taiwanese pork baos or bulgogi baos. And it's just something that every time I go, that's the number one thing I look for. So that, or if you like dumplings, they have offered all different types of dumplings, whether it be lamb, pork, vegetable, just so they are able to cater to all the individuals that come to these festivals. And I think that's just amazing.
Well, and
another thing that they have, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and to look for that around the country, I mean, as you said, in some of these other areas. One other, because we only have about 30 seconds, I was just going to tell folks, I know Mary and I were there earlier this year when it was kicking off in February. South Beach, the Wine and Food Festival, folks, in February, that is something absolutely to go. It brings all the celebrities. It just takes over the entire large section of the beach there in South Beach, a place you absolutely have to go. Lauren, it goes by quickly on the show. A full list of food festivals to plan your own travels around you can find at crewfare.com, crewfare.com. You'll have all the information that you need. Thanks for your time today, Lauren. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, okay?
Yes, thank you so very much. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Lauren. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, listen, if you have a food festival in your area of the country, since the program is heard around the USA, well, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. We hope all of you also enjoy the rest of your Saturday as well. That's it for today's broadcast. Until next Saturday, September 21st, when we're back with more Travel Talk at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and all of our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.